This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Some people are still promising their little babies to the babies of other people, saying that when they grow older, these two will be married. And then when they grow older, they want to force them to get married, even though the two do not want to get married, or one of the two doesn't want to be married. Let's remember, this is prohibited. It is haram to force someone to marry against his or her own will. So when we're children, people say, oh, my son will marry your daughter. You might say it in passing as a joke, or you might just say it, I have heard that and I've said, you know what, let them grow up. When they grow up, they will decide what they want to do. If they still would like that to happen, alhamdulillah. If they would not like that to happen, we will support them and we will stand by them by all means. And we will make sure we fulfill the right that we have to fulfill for them, given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is very, very disturbing. It is still happening in some countries, and I receive emails from a lot of people still saying, you know what, I was promised off to my cousin, I was promised off to someone, now I'm much older, I really don't want this to happen, and I'm being forced, and so on. And they say they will commit suicide. Sometimes they say they will divorce the other members of the same family married into the other family as a result of you not marrying where they want you to marry. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. May Allah protect us all. May Allah forgive us all. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I seek the forgiveness of Allah from such. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. These are your children. Stand up for them. And make sure that you have actually fulfilled what Allah has asked you to fulfill. You cannot just promise your child when the child was little and say, you know what? This child is going to marry that child. And then when you grow older and the children have really grown apart from each other and you still want to shove them together, that's not Islam. May Allah forgive us. I wonder what response we're going to give to Allah on the Day of Judgment if we force this type of union. And do you know the destruction that this is causing on earth is unacceptable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.